Hey, it's me. How have you been? Yeah, it's been a while to say in the least. Oh, really? You were thinking about me the other day? That's good. No, I just mean it's just I didn't know if you'd be happy to hear from me or what. Why wouldn't you be? I don't know. It's been a while. People's feelings change and actually you might be kind of mad at me in a minute. See, I needed to call you because, well, do you remember when we ended things? Yeah, I know things didn't end badly. We only split up because you got that job offer and had to move away, and me, I just wasn't ready to give up my life here. So, yeah. That was pretty much the most amicable split I've ever had. It's just, do you remember, like, one of the last things you asked me to do for you? No. I'm not talking about that, you perv. But, it was kind of sex related. You, asked me to delete all those, sex tapes we made. The thing is, I didn't. It's just, all of a sudden you were leaving like forever, and well, God, I can't think of a not corny way to say this, but all those videos we made were something to remember you by whenever I'd start missing you. Seriously? You're not mad? Because you're allowed to be. You trusted me to do something, and I kind of went ahead and did the total opposite. Well, I guess that's good to hear. Well, you are going to be mad in a second because I kind of had a break in a year ago. Oh, no, me and my roommates, we're all fine, don't worry. We weren't home at the time. It was a daytime robbery and we were all at work. Yeah, exactly. I think they were casing us and knew our routines. The police said it looked pretty straight, smash and grab. Mostly electronics, including my laptop. It honestly didn't even occur to me at the time how all those videos were saved on there, but then, well, the other night, I was kind of scrolling around online and fuck, dude. I'm so sorry, but they're out there. Or at least one of them is. But that probably means the rest are too. Really? You like don't want to kill me or anything? Oh, just a spanking, huh? Like you were ever man enough to do that? Oh, come on now. That one time we switched things up because I thought you'd like to dom me for a change was like the absolute worst I've ever misread someone. Well, I'm glad you can laugh about it. For real. I've had this phone in my hand for the last half hour trying to muster up the courage to actually call you. There is good news in this. The one video that's out there, you're pretty much unrecognizable. It's that one. My little sissy screen debut. My, my, my. You almost sound excited to be outed like this. Really? You want the link? Okay, just give me a second. It might take me a minute. I was, viewing stuff incognito when I came across it, so it's not in my history. I'm just trying to remember what keywords led me there. No, I don't think it was Prettiest Princess Ever. Although they did give it a cute little title. What was it? Oh, right. This sissy bitch is all tricked out for treats. Here, I'm sending it now. Did you get it? Yeah, I think they thought it was Halloween because, well, we did go all out dressing you up, didn't we? But, no. It's because this is the one that starts outside, remember? I took like a good long hour getting you all dolled up for me, and then I made you walk around the block to show off my handiwork, and I don't know why, but there was that one house we passed that someone had TP'd for some reason. Hey, are you seriously watching it right now? All right. If you're going to be a perp and watch it, then I'm going to watch it too. Just pause it for a sec. If we're going to do this, let's do this right. First off, what are you wearing? No, my precious. That isn't the right answer at all. If we're going to watch our own dirty, nasty porn together, then you ought to know just how I want you. So I'm going to take my sweet time asking that again, so you have time to. Ah, sounds like you remember what the correct answer is. Sounds like you're remembering in a hurry, too. So I'll ask you again, sweetness. What are you wearing? That's right. Little sissy sluts like you shouldn't be wearing anything at all. Little sluts like you should be sitting there all naked, with the air tickling all those naughty bits that rarely see the light of day. And of course, you're not allowed to touch them. Not just yet. Got it? Yeah? You're sitting there like a good boy with your hands at your sides? Or, considering what we're about to watch, are you being a good girl for me? Oh, I know it's hard not to. And believe me, it's about to get a lot harder. Poor little princess. Does anyone ever get to play with that little sissy girl inside you? No, she's still mine to torture and tease. Oh, poor baby. That must be very frustrating for you, because I remember just how happy it made you to be called princess and sissy and good girl, don't you? Well, maybe we should start watching them, because darling, you look so happy in this video. So, what I want you to do is start the video over on the count of three, so we're in sync. Can my happy little airhead manage to do that? Yeah? Okay then. One, two, three. Here we see our pretty little sissy, all made up for the first time. Doesn't she look so happy in all that makeup and jewelry? And that tight little club number in those very tall heels? The only girls who wear shoes like that are strippers and whores. I wonder what she is. Maybe she's a stripper. I remember being quite surprised by how eager she was to take this stroll around the block. To show off all her stuff like that and risk being recognized. I thought she'd be dying from humiliation. But look at how liberated she seems. And look at how happy she is when those two boys across the street whistle at her. Oh, and right here, when I tell her to stop and put her hands on the hood of that car and stick her ass out. For a moment there, I thought the way she tosses her hair back like that, I thought I was gonna send the wig flying. But just look at her roll those hips around. Look at her spread her thighs and arch her back to make sure that tight little dress rides up a bit. And now here comes the upskirt shot. How are you doing over there? Hmm? You're not touching yourself yet, are you? Good girl. Why don't we change that? Because I've had a change of heart. At first I was thinking I'd make you edge all the way to the very end, but I bet I can make you come before that sissy girl makes it all the way around the block and home again. What about you? Do you think you'll hold out if I tell you to start stroking that cock right fucking now? Hmm? You don't know? Well, I guess we'll find out. Start stroking for me. Wrap that hand around your cock and choke it. And I guess if it's safe enough for you to be watching porn, it's safe enough to put me on speaker. So why don't you be a good girl for me and do just that? That's it. Be a good girl and choke that cock with one hand. And just rub your other palm over the tip until it's all nice and leaky. You can do that for me, can't you? Yeah? Yeah, you can. Good girl. Now, once it's all nice and leaky, you just go ahead and start spreading that yummy cummy all around and stroke your tip all nice and fast and twisty-like. I know that's how you like to do it. And in the meantime, just watch that sexy, sissy sachet down the street. She looks absolutely scrumptious, doesn't she? I don't think there's a single person passing by who doesn't want to take a bite out of that ass. See this lovely couple pausing here to glance back at you? See how they're both grinning? Do you think they knew? Hmm? I mean, they clearly both know that sissy there is an absolute fucking slut, but do you think they're grinning because they know that's a total fucking sissy too? Oh, I don't think so. Not judging by the number of boys who took a second glance at her. I mean, I'd love to believe that all those boys know damn well that she only has a clitty because I tucked her cock into a pretty pink cage right before I put her in that sexy thong. But they'd probably get all pissed. They would call her a trap girl if they really knew. But it's fun to think they wouldn't, isn't it? It's fun to think they'd be totally excited to walk this sissy down an alley and really break her in. Don't think I wasn't thinking about that the whole time I was filming you. How much fun it'd be to turn you out to a whole pack of boys who'd be only too happy to fuck you senseless and call you all the worst names. Hmm? Sounds like you've thought about that too. Is that your one big regret, sweetheart? That mistress never pimped you out to a whole gang of chads? Well, you never know. You may have never found anyone else to play with that sissy inside you. But me? I've made friends with so many sissies since you. I've made all sorts of friends. Aww. Doesn't sound like you're going to make it all the way back to the house, sweetheart. It doesn't sound like you're going to last long at all. Just listen to yourself whimpering and moaning like that. I've got you right on the edge, haven't I? Poor baby. And that slutty sissy has only just turned the first corner. But don't you dare fucking stop. Be a good girl and keep beating yourself off for me. Faster. Faster. Even faster. Is this helping? Hmm? Me switching tone like this, talking down to you like the filthy fucking perv you are, The one whose greatest night on earth was the one when she dressed up like a whore and acted like a giddy little bimbo for all to see? Or is this not helping at all? Or are you going to burst and make a big old mess everywhere if I don't ease up, sweetheart? Is me taunting you and chiding you for having no self-control whatsoever making self-control all the less attainable? Poor baby. Has it just been far too long since anyone's talked to you exactly how you deserve to be talked down to? Does it feel just so good to finally be recognized for the helpless whore you are? Because that's what you are. You are nothing but a whore. I was so nervous and scared to call you because I thought you'd be upset that our private sex tapes are now up on the internet for all to see. And really, there was no reason. Because here we are, just a few minutes later, watching this together, and you're wanking yourself off while I call you slut and bitch and whore, and you just love it. How long have you been hoping for this call, baby? How long have you been wanting me to call you out of the blue and make you all mine again, even at this distance? Tell me, now. Oh, that's right. Ever since the day you left, was the job worth it, baby? Was the pay really good? They give you all the benefits and then some? Are you even still there anymore? Or did you move on? It doesn't matter, though, because you clearly never moved on from me. I owned you then, and I owned you now. See that sissy baby? See her stopping short because I told her to? See her turning around, just a little bit meek now? It's because she's expecting an order from Mistress. Watch her drop into a squat right there on the sidewalk and start sucking my fingers, just like she was sucking a cock. I can't believe how cautious I was back then. I can't believe I waited till the coast cleared before I made you do that. You should see all the things I make my sissies do today, just to make me laugh. Would you like to see what I make my sissies do these days? Would you maybe be interested in flying back here in the very near future to find out for yourself? Because I think of you too, sweetness. I think about you all the time. Every time I find some new limit to push with one of my sissies. Every time I push them right over and make them realize how badly they want to be pushed beyond their limits. I think of this very night. And my only regret is that I never pushed you all the way to the edge. Oh boy, that sure sounds like someone's just erupting with cum on the other end of this line. Are you making a big old mess for me, sweetheart? Are you spreading cum all over the fucking place? Now that's a very good girl. Baby, I can't believe I was so scared. I guess I should have known better. Should have known that you wanted to be treated like this. You just calm yourself down now. Just sink back and relax and spread all that yummy cummy all over yourself. But before you get your fingers too sticky, be a dear and stop that video. Now here's the deal. What I said about you flying back and us, well, not picking up quite where we left off per se, because frankly I'm not that exclusive anymore. But if you don't have any problems with being one of the whole harem of little sissy whores that I keep on a very tight leash, well, you are definitely welcome to join us. But you're going to have to do something first. We're going to do this again and again and again. Not every night, but I am going to call you again. And we're going to start this video over right from the beginning. And you're going to stroke yourself for me again and again and again. And you're not welcome to fly back here and see me until you last all the way to the end. Of course, you're not allowed to touch yourself in between. And I mean, at all. You're going to be a chase girl for me until it's time to hit play again. Because, you know, I want to make this difficult for you. I'm just puckish that way. Does that sound like a plan, sweetie? Would you like to wait whole days or maybe even weeks building up another orgasm that you'll only have to hold back until this video ends? I mean, have you even noticed how long the running time is? Yeah, you have? And this still sounds like fun to you? Good girl. Well, this has been fun, princess, but it's getting late where I am. I think I better turn in with a toy because, as beat as I am, I'm very turned on for some strange reason. So I think I'm going to edge myself for a while and dream about all the things I do to a stupid sissy whore who's just bitten off more than she can chew. So, good night, princess. Talk to you soon. Or, well, maybe not that soon. Anyway, good night. Holy shit, that was too fucking easy.